Okay, welcome back to English for You, everyone. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
And we're still talking about the story of Ella Enchanted. So let's talk about what's happened so far. We know that Ella has the gift of obedience. She has to say yes every time someone orders her to do something.
But actually, it doesn't really work out for her, but we learn later on. Her father sends her away to school, and, now they're stepsisters.
Right.
Hattie and Olive find out about her curse, about this gift of obedience. And they start to order her around and start to tell her to do things and take advantage of her. So Ella thinks it's, you know, it's a huge problem for her.
Right. So she goes to Lucinda the fairy and she says, please, take the gift back. I don't want to do this anymore. But then she doesn't do it. And Sir Peter marries Dame Olga. Okay, and now Dame Olga is Hattie and Olive's mother. And at the wedding, Lucinda gives Peter and Dame Olga a new gift, and that's the gift of eternal love.
So what happens is Olga cannot hate Peter, and Peter cannot hate Olga. But Olga finds out that Peter is broke. Sir Peter is broke. He doesn't have any money at all. But she cannot hate him, so instead, she starts to hate Ella. And then this is where she starts to treat Ella like a servant. She starts to order her around and do things for them.
Okay, so what happens is Mandy orders Lucinda to have the gift for a month. So she does it. She realizes her gifts are really bad, but she's given up magic and she refuses to do any magic, even to lift the spell.
Yeah.
But there's one more thing we don't want to forget.
And
that is that Ella, all this time, has been exchanging these letters with Prince Shard.
Oh, do we have a romantic story coming up?
We might.
Okay. All right, so let's see in our story now.
Reading.
Ella Enchanted. Meanwhile, Shar and Ella fall in love through their letters. However, it dawns on Ella that her curse could be used to hurt Shar. In order to protect him, she rejects his marriage proposal. Shar throws three balls to find himself a wife. Ella hides her identity and attends the parties. Lucinda seeks forgiveness by offering Ella some enchanted jewelry and a carriage to take her to the ball. However, if Ella doesn't leave before midnight, she'll turn back into a servant in front of everyone. At the ball, Shar meets Leela, who's secretly Ella, and falls in love. On the third night, Hattie grows suspicious of Leela and removes her mask. When Shar realizes who Leela really is, he orders Ella to marry him. Ella, in one last effort to save Shar, gathers her strength and disobeys him. This selfless act breaks the curse. Ella finally accepts his proposal. 1 month later, Ella and Shar tie the knot, and they live happily ever after.
Okay, so we're on the last day of our article, and here it starts out by saying, meanwhile, Shar and Ella fall in love through their letters. All right, now this is finally some good news for Ella. When you fall in love with someone, you begin to love them. Here's another example. When Damien and Janelle fell in love, they decided to get married.
Aw, that's so sweet. All right, so out of all of these kind of bad things that happened to Ella, she finally has something good happen to her.
Yes.
She falls in love.
Yeah.
And then it says, however, it dawns on Ella that her curse could be used to hurt Shar. That's right,
right?
Remember, she still has this gift of obedience. Right. Maybe someone will figure it out and do something.
Well, maybe if they get married,
someone
will tell Ella to hurt the king if he becomes king. And then she has to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
All right, so it dawned on her. So when it dawns on somebody that, this is a phrase, it means that something becomes really obvious or very clear to understand. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of think about it this way. Dawn is a time of day when the sun starts to rise and you start to see the light. Mm. And you kind of see, you know, you can picture this in your mind. So this light comes up in your mind. You're like, oh, right.
Oh,
this is what it means.
Day.
I know. Yeah. there's light. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, so Ella's starting to realize that her gift or her curse could hurt Char. Now, unfortunately, she is a good person. She's a really good person. So here in the article, it says, in order to protect him, that's Char, she rejects his marriage proposal.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
Okay, so Char asked Ella to marry him, and we know that because she said no to his marriage proposal. Now, marriage is a noun. It's spelled M-A-R-R-I-A-G-E, marriage. And it's the state of two people being married. Mm-hmm. Okay? Here's an example sentence. Mark decided to wait until marriage to have children.
Responsible Mark.
Yes.
Okay, so there is a marriage proposal. Now, proposal is spelled P-R-O-P-O-S-A-L. Proposal is a noun, and it's basically a plan or suggestion presented to a person or a group of people. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a very formal way of saying it, like a business proposal.
Right.
You want to start a business, you should have a proposal stating, oh, what do you want to do?
How much money will you make?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. How much money do you need? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Now, a marriage proposal is a plan that two people should marry.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what does Char do? He's asked Ella to marry him. She says no. He doesn't know why. He wants to find a wife.
Mm.
And so the article tells us Char throws three balls to find himself a wife.
Balls?
Now, of course, he throws himself some balls. Now, when you throw a party or a ball, you have a party that other people can come to. Okay, so that's what throw means there. It means you hold a party or you have a party.
Mm-hmm.
Now here, a ball is a big party where people will dress in beautiful clothing and dance to a band that's playing in a large room. Now it was often something that happened in the 18th or 19th century when people lived in really large houses or castles. Mm-hmm. You don't see balls too often anymore.
Yeah. Well, I think it should be kind of fun as well if
it might
did
be.
Have it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We passed the time.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next the article says, Ella hides her identity and attends the party. So all the party that Char attends, Ella kind of maybe, you know, disguises herself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she wears a mask. And she goes to all these parties anyway.
Right. Okay, so, you know, she can't marry Char, but
yeah.
she still wants to go to the parties.
Yeah.
She wants to see him. All right, so let's find out what happens next. Here it says, Lucinda seeks forgiveness by offering Ella some enchanted jewelry and a carriage to take her to the ball. So she's not doing big magic, but she's got these things
mm-hmm.
that she thinks will help Ella, these magic things, okay? But she wants to seek forgiveness, right? So let's find out what the word seek means. Okay, so we're talking about the word seek. It's spelled S-E-E-K, seek, and it's a verb. When you seek something, you're trying to get or to achieve something. So, Lucinda is trying to get Ella to forgive her. Here's another example. The victims are seeking justice for the man's crimes. They want him to go to jail for a long time. So they're looking for justice.
So Lucinda's trying to seek forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And how does she do this? Well, she gives Ella some enchanted jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Let's first learn what enchanted means. It's an adjective and it means something that is really attractive and it's really interesting or pretty. You kind of, you know, you gaze into it and you kind of forget things around
mm-hmm.
you or the things that are around you. So, or it could be put with like a magic spell or something. So
right.
it has two meanings.
I think in this one,
mm-hmm.
the jewelry is enchanted. So it, like with magic.
Yes.
So maybe the jewelry is just normal jewelry, but
mm-hmm.
then Lucinda enchants it and it makes it very beautiful or something.
Right.
Okay, so we're talking about jewelry as well. Jewelry is spelled J-E-W-E-L-R-Y, jewelry, and it's a noun. So jewelry are the things that you wear on your body that are made of metals and jewels, like bracelets, necklaces, rings, earrings, anything that's made of gold or silver or has diamonds in it. These are jewelry. Now here's an example. Sally likes to wear jewelry when she goes to parties.
Makes her look fancier too. All right, so Lucinda's trying her best to kind of say, like, I'm sorry for giving you this terrible, terrible gift. Let me make it up to you. So not only do they have the enchanted jewelry, but she also gave her a carriage. Now, carriage is spelled C-A-R-R-I-A-G-E, carriage. It's a noun and it means a vehicle with four wheels, and it is usually pulled by a horse. Now, people could sit in the carriage as well. Now, remember, again, carriages were used by people a long time ago. So maybe, you know, before the 18th and 19th centuries, they would sit in these carriages to travel. Unlike people today, we have cars, we have trains, we have airplanes. It took a long time.
So like, think of a carriage as an old-fashioned car. So with big wheels and a horse to pull you.
And if you've ever seen Cinderella, of course, Cinderella's carriage turned into a pumpkin after midnight.
So I think something like that, I think the carriage is also enchanted and Ella enchanted. So I think something like that might happen to Ella too. That's because here it says, however, if Ella doesn't leave before midnight, she'll turn back into a servant in front of everyone. So maybe this jewelry will disappear, the carriage will disappear, she'll look like a servant.
So at the ball, Char meets Layla, who's secretly Ella, and falls in love.
Layla?
All right, I see what she's doing. She's playing around with her name.
All she's doing is changing the E and the L to a different order. Now she's Layla. She doesn't want Char to know who she is. So here in the article it says, on the third night, remember there's three balls, Hattie grows suspicious of Layla and removes her mask. Now, of course, Hattie is at the party as well. And maybe Char's giving too much attention to Layla, and Hattie wants to meet Char. So she's a little bit jealous of Layla. So she becomes suspicious of her. Now, suspicious is an adjective. If you are suspicious of someone, you don't trust them for some reason. Now, usually you have a good reason to be suspicious of someone, maybe because they act in a certain way or they said something they shouldn't have or something like that.
Now that Hattie, that mean girl, she removes Ella's mask. Let's first learn what mask means. It's spelled M-A-S-K. Mask. It's a noun and it's something you use to cover your face. Masks can be decorated to look like something else. So it can be in the shape of maybe a person or like a lot of times on Halloween, people wear masks for their costumes. And here we can use it in a sample sentence like this. The children wore Halloween masks and went trick or treating.
Okay, so they're at this party. Char has been dancing with Layla all night. She's secretly Ella. And Hattie, who wants to talk to Char, she gets jealous. And so she takes off Layla's mask. Not a great thing to do, especially because don't show your jealousy like that.
It's a mean girl.
Don't be mean. All right, well, let's continue in the article. Let's find out what happens. When Char realizes who Layla really is, he orders Ella to marry him. Now, here's Char taking advantage of Ella's obedience gift.
That's not very nice of him as well. But what Ella is thinking about, of course, was, you know, she didn't want to hurt him. So this is why she kept saying no to marrying him. So the article then says, Ella, in one last effort to save Char, gathers her strength and disobeys him.
Okay.
Wow. So you can imagine how difficult it must be for her.
You know, she really loves this guy. She wants to marry him, but she's such a good person. She doesn't want to get him hurt, right?
Exactly.
So she...
She gathers all her strength. And now strength is spelled S-T-R-E-N-T-H. S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H, strength. It's a noun, and it's not just the physical strength,
no.
right? Because the physical strength means to be strong.
Right.
Here it means the quality of being strong when you have to deal with problems, and you are very, very maybe determined to solve them, or very
right.
determined to deal with it.
So kind of like mental strength,
yes.
I guess.
Mental mm-hmm. strength. So we have physical strength, where mm-hmm. you know you can lift heavy things, but here the strength is more mentally, if you can say no or yes to certain things.
Right.
For example, we can say, everyone kept making Kat do all the work, but she gathered some strength and told the others no.
Oh, good work, Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's gathered all her strength and she says, no, I'm not going to marry you. She
mm-hmm.
doesn't want to hurt you. Now here it says, this selfless act breaks the curse. Now, selfless means that you're not thinking about yourself. You're
mm-hmm.
only thinking about other people. Okay, and so it's a good thing.
It's, yeah.
It means that you're not a selfish person.
Exactly.
Right.
Selfish means that you only think about yourself.
Right.
So if you're selfless, you care about other people.
Right.
It's a very, very good thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wow, who knew that?
Okay.
By just a simple act, a selfless act, could
right.
break her curse.
Well, I guess there's got to be some good thing in magic.
Yeah. So it says, in the article it says, Ella finally accepts his proposal.
Oh.
So luckily everything worked out for them. So
mm-hmm.
once this curse was gone, once her the gift of obedience was gone, she could really say yes to Char.
Right. And now she doesn't have to say yes to Olga or Hattie
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Exactly.
All right. So our article says, 1 month later, Ella and Char tie the knot and they live happily ever after.
Aww,
nice fairy tale end there for you. All right, so it said, Ella and Char tied the knot. This phrase is today's shortcut for you, so we're going to take a quick break to find out more about it.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Pat,
mm-hmm.
I'm going on a hiking trip in 2 weeks. Do you want to join us?
2 weeks? No, sorry. I'll be back in England.
England? What for? It always rains there.
True, but my little brother and his girlfriend are tying the knot, so home I go.
Why do you need to untie them?
I hope not. To tie the knot means to get married.
Oh, I get it. Tie the knot means 共结连理结婚. Dun, 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 dun.
That's right. Hey, your shoes are untied. Let me help you.
You are not going to pull out a ring, are you?
No, I'm already married. I can't tie the knot again. Now, let me tie your shoes.
Okay, so tie the knot means that they get married.
Ah, good for them.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Right?
And of course, in every fairy tale,
mm-hmm.
they live happily ever after. All right, mm-hmm. so we hear this phrase all the time. What does it mean? Well, it just means to live and spend the rest of your life very, very happy.
Right.
And we always see this in fairy tales or romantic stories to
right.
kind of just show that, yes, we have a happy ending.
They're in love.
Yeah.
They'll be in love forever. All right. Well, that's all the time we've got to talk about Ella Enchanted today. It's a good movie and it's a good book, so
yeah.
you should check it out sometime. All right. So now we're going to go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back to For You Chat. We've got a question about forgiveness today.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what have you done to ask someone for forgiveness?
Ah, okay. Oh. I have a lot of faith sometimes, so
okay.
it's kind of hard for me to ask someone to do that. But
mm-hmm.
usually, again, I'm very honest, and if I really have to, I probably will beg to.
Oh, well,
I will
okay.
pull
please
my face
forgive
down.
Me.
Yeah, please forgive me.
That's
and
fair.
I'll offer to do something nice in return, like, oh, I'll buy you a drink.
Yeah.
I'll give you a massage. I'll do something nice for you instead.
Right. That's a good thing to do. You
yeah.
want to show that you're really sorry. So
yeah.
you offer to do something selfless.
Exactly.
Okay.
What about you?
When I do something wrong, I get really nervous
mm-hmm.
about that thing. And It's sometimes hard for me to say it out loud. And so what I usually do is I write a letter saying that I know what I did was wrong. I usually talk about the wrong thing. And then I'll give the person a letter or an email or a message or something like that. And then I know it's kind of not the best way to talk about your problems, but it's easier for me. And I can be more honest that way.
Well, at least you did something about it to kind of fix the problem. So I think that's the most important thing.
Usually when I'm talking to someone, maybe I forget what I'm talking about. Yes. Maybe I'm speaking really quickly and I get upset. And when I'm writing, I can think about what I'm writing.
And
I
can erase
take your time.
It. Yeah. So what have you done to ask someone for forgiveness? I'm pretty sure a lot of times, you know, at your age now, you want your parents to forgive you for something that you did. So you can talk about this with your friends, with your classmates. Mm-hmm. You can even ask your teacher. I think they will give you really, really good advice for this. Mm-hmm. But that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoy the story. But for now, I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Erin.
See you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Ella Enchanted. Meanwhile, Char and Ella fall in love through their letters. However, it dawns on Ella that her curse could be used to hurt Char. In order to protect him, she rejects his marriage proposal. Char throws 3 balls to find himself a wife. Ella hides her identity and attends the parties. Lucinda seeks forgiveness by offering Ella some enchanted jewelry and a carriage to take her to the ball. However, if Ella doesn't leave before midnight, she'll turn back into a servant in front of everyone. At the ball, Char meets Leela, who's secretly Ella, and falls in love. On the third night, Hattie grows suspicious of Leela and removes her mask. When Char realizes who Leela really is, he orders Ella to marry him. Ella, in one last effort to save Char, gathers her strength and disobeys him. This selfless act breaks the curse. Ella finally accepts his proposal. 1 month later, Ella and Char tie the knot, and they live happily ever after.
Vocabulary Review.
Marriage. Lisa and Dean's marriage began 35 years ago, and they're still happy together. Seek. I seek an old man named Merlin. People say he can make me the king of this land. Jewelry. Lacey likes to wear all kinds of jewelry, but her favorite are necklaces. Carriage. Before there were cars, people rode in carriages pulled by horses. Mask. People often wear masks on Halloween to make themselves look like monsters. Strength. The old man still has a lot of strength. He can lift another man over his head.